This morning on WCHL, the first stage of the controversial Ephesus Fordham redevelopment plan has been approved.
I do believe that this will be successful for Chapel Hill.
There is no evidence that it will achieve the original goals.
Chapel Hill's town manager gave the town its first look at next year's budget. Early budget talks in Chapel Hill point to no tax increases.
The budget as it's recommended tonight has no tax increase in it.
And the town of Carborough will get its first look at budget 2014-15 tonight. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, UNC Baseball is on the road for a midweek non-conference matchup tonight against Gardner-Webb. And
the ACC voted for only 8 conference football games per season. So what?
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:06 at WCHL. It is 69 degrees in Chapel Hill, just ahead of a really hot day. Look for a lot of sunshine today, mostly sunny, in fact, with a high in the low 90s. Warmest day of the week. The Chapel Hill Town Council voted last night to approve the first steps of the Ephesus Fordham redevelopment plan, which paves the way for a new kind of zoning and approval process. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend is here to bring us up to date on what happened.
The Chapel Hill Town Council took a series of votes last night to adopt a new type of zoning known as form-based code and apply it to a large swath of land surrounding the Ephesus Church Road-Fordham Boulevard intersection. Councilmember George Cianciolo sided with the majority in supporting the plan.
I do believe that this will be successful for Chapel Hill, and that's what I was elected to do, use my best judgment.
The council voted 8-1 to adopt the new form-based code into the town land use plan and 6-9 to apply it to the majority of the Ephesus-Fordham focus area. Ed Harrison, Matt Chakovsky, and Jim Ward voted against the rezonings. The plan calls for the town to reconfigure the intersections of Ephesus Church Road and Fordham Boulevard, extend Elliott Road, and create new mixed-use zones allowing 3 to 7 stories of commercial and residential development. Supporters say it will encourage new business growth in the area while also addressing long-standing flooding problems and traffic jams. However, opponents have raised doubts about the efficacy of the stormwater management plan and questioned the timing and cost of the redevelopment proposal. Councilmember Chakovsky sided with the critics of the plan.
There is no evidence that it will achieve the original goals, including stormwater, including traffic mitigation, including increasing commercial tax revenue to the town.
Councilmember Ward opposed the plan because he said switching to form-based code means the council will lose the chance to negotiate with developers for affordable housing and energy-efficient design.
It sounds like the rest of the council is ready to give away the store in terms of the one thing that we have, and that's the ability to grant greater density as an incentive. It baffles me.
Using form-based code, the council sets parameters for development, including building height, setbacks, and parking guidelines for each zone. Once these are in place, individual developers will not need to bring their projects before the council if they meet the established criteria. Instead, projects will be reviewed by the town manager and the Community Design Commission. Council members expressed interest in reviewing the first projects that come forward under the new guidelines, but they will not be able to ask developers for concessions. Mayor Pro Tem Sally Green proposed holding off on rezoning 4 parcels of land along Elliott Road from Franklin Street to Fordham Boulevard, while staffers investigate the possibility of offering density bonuses for developers who build affordable housing.
What I'm talking about is a proposal that would change properties 1, 2, 3, and 4 from WX5 to WX2, as in 2 stories permitted by right, with a density bonus of 5 stories in exchange for 10% affordable housing.
The council backed a proposal, leaving the land as is for now. In addition, the council voted unanimously to rezone 8.5 acres on Legion Road so that nonprofit developer DHIC can apply for low-income tax credits to subsidize a proposed affordable housing rental project on the site. The town is partnering with DHIC on the project, but some backers worried the rezoning might not happen before Friday's deadline to apply for tax credits. While the zoning for the Ephesus Fordham plan is now in place, the town is still in the process of figuring out how to pay for the $10 million worth of infrastructure improvements. To that end, the town is asking Orange County to help pay down the town's debt by contributing a portion of the increased tax revenues the redevelopment is expected to generate. County commissioners will consider that plan on Thursday night. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
That's not the only thing they talked about last night. Chapel Hill Town Manager Roger Stansel presented a recommended budget with no tax increases to the council. Earlier that afternoon, he and Finance Officer Ken Penoyer met with a group of reporters to break it all down. WCHL's Danny Hooley was there.
The budget as it's recommended tonight has no tax increase in it.
That's Chapel Hill Town Manager Roger Stansel speaking to a small group of reporters at Chapel Hill Public Library on Monday afternoon. The recommended budget he was set to present to the town council that evening comes to a near total of $96 million, an increase of 3.5% from the last budget. As Stansel said, the budget is balanced without a tax increase. About $2.7 million of fund balance would be used to help balance the budget. The recommended budget assumes a 1% growth in the property tax base and a 6% growth in sales taxes. Stansel said the recommended budget for fiscal year 15 begins to address what he called some of the unsustainable strategies that Chapel Hill had to use during the recession. For example, one-time bond funds for resurfacing roads have dried up, so the town staff is recommending restoring $578,000 to the operating budget. Addressing a recent focus on affordable housing, the town will dedicate a quarter penny on the current tax rate to fund new initiatives. The stormwater budget is down 5.9%. Stansel said that's due to some large expenditures in the previous budget. The stormwater fee is recommended to be increased by 75 cents per equivalent rate unit. Here's Stansel.
That was discussed last year when the basis upon which the stormwater fee is charged was changed, and there was an increase in the fee and a realization and acknowledgement that we need to have steady increases to that rate in order to meet the stormwater requirements of the towns.
He compared that to the Orange Water and Sewer Authority's policy of increasing fees steadily rather than waiting until a large fee increase is deemed necessary. Transit takes up the biggest slice of proposed total budget expenditures at 21%. The recommended amount of transit funds for fiscal year 15 is $20.5 million. The sustainability of the transit system is a major concern for Chapel Hill. According to the summary presented to the council, the delay in replacing old buses has created, quote, a huge unfunded liability.
We have something like 42 buses that should be replaced today. So we've got a critical need in terms of how we continue to replace buses with a diminishing potential for federal subsidy of buses.
The recommended budget includes $400,000 to begin the financing process to buy buses. It's projected that $42 million will be needed by 2023 for that purpose. The next step in the budget process will be a work session on Wednesday at 6 p.m. The transit budget and resurfacing funding will be discussed at that meeting. That will be followed by a public hearing about the recommended budget on May 19th. Two more work sessions are tentatively scheduled in early June, and a target date for adoption of the budget is June 9th. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Carborough Town Manager David Andrews is going to present the recommended budget for fiscal year 2014-15 at tonight's meeting of the Board of Aldermen. The board will then set the time for a public hearing on the proposed budget as well as budget work sessions. Also on tonight's agenda, aldermen will get an overview on the North Carolina Next Generation Master Network Development Agreement with AT&T for the installation of ultra-high-speed broadband network and internet access. It's an effort to promote more economic opportunities and to address the digital divide. Carborough has joined other municipalities, including Chapel Hill and Durham, as well as four major universities, including the University of North Carolina, to evaluate proposals from network providers. That resulted in the development agreement that will be discussed tonight. On a similar note, there will also be an update on Google Fiber, an initiative to build high-speed networks in 34 municipalities. Carborough is part of a designated region for that project. The meeting begins at 7:30 at Carborough Town Hall, 301 West Main Street. Orange County Commissioners will discuss the future of solid waste and recycling when the board meets tonight. Commissioners will get their first look at a draft interlocal agreement with the towns to partner on solid waste disposal services. The board hopes to have a new agreement signed by July 1st, but questions remain regarding who decides future fee increases and how facilities might be shared. The board will also review funding options for the rural curbside recycling program after backing off a plan to create a new solid waste disposal tax district to fund the existing service. In addition, commissioners will hear an update on the process of siting a Southern Branch library in downtown Carborough. The board will meet tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Chapel Hill and Orange County are teaming up to present the first annual Roots of the Piedmont Preservation Conference at the end of May, which is both National Preservation Month and National Tourism Month. This two-day symposium will be held at the Carolina Inn of Chapel Hill on Friday, May 30th, and the following day at the historic Orange County County Courthouse in Hillsborough on Saturday, May 31st. The symposium is a joint project of Preservation Chapel Hill, the Orange County Historic Preservation Commission, and the Alliance for Historic Hillsborough. A leading group of preservationists and historians will speak at the conference. Topics will include modernism, public archaeology, and 18th century native communities. The event begins May 30th at 8:45 in the morning at the Carolina Inn. The opening reception takes place that night from 8 until 9:30 at the Horace Williams House here in Chapel Hill. Cost of admission is $20 per day, or you can go both days for $30. Online registration will close this Friday. To register online before then, you can find the link in the story on our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 8:15. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point.
Thank you very much, Ron. We've had a good start to the morning so far. Things moving fairly smoothly out there right now. We do have a couple slowdowns to let you know about. I-40 heading eastbound between NC-54 and Fayetteville Road. That's right around the South Point area, seeing some delays there. Also, 15501 northbound and southbound between I-40 and Garrett Road, seeing some slight delays, nothing major. And no accidents to be reported right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you do that safely.
Traffic brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located cemented on 540 at the 751 exit. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter weather brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. 69 degrees in Chapel Hill. A lot of sunshine today. Mostly sunny, in fact. Our high today in the low 90s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Temperatures backing off a little bit. Tomorrow night, we'll get partly cloudy skies with a slight chance of rain and the low around 65. Then on Thursday, mostly cloudy day. 60% chance of rain. Even in the morning, we could get some. Our high about 80 degrees. Thursday night's really when the big chance of rain comes. 80% chance of rain on Thursday night. Showers, maybe thunderstorms. Overnight low in the low 60s. And then on Friday, kind of an improvement. Partly sunny with a 50-50 chance for showers and the high in the middle 70s. That's your long-range forecast. It's going to be hot for a couple of days here, and then especially today, and then cooling off toward the end of the week. 8:17 at WCHL. A three-judge federal appeals court panel hears arguments today in a Virginia same-sex marriage case that could also affect similar laws in neighboring states, including North Carolina. Gay rights activists say a federal appeals court decision invalidating Virginia's same-sex marriage ban could either strike down other bans or virtually ensure the success of similar lawsuits in North Carolina, South Carolina, and West Virginia. All those states are part of the jurisdiction of the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. The appellate court in Richmond will hear arguments on a judge's ruling striking down Virginia's same-sex marriage case. Judge Arena Wright Allen ruled earlier this year that the prohibition violates the U.S. Constitution's equal protection and due process guarantees. The former mayor of Charlotte says he supports same-sex marriage. U.S. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox, who was Charlotte's mayor until he resigned to become Transportation Secretary in the Obama administration, he said in an interview yesterday that North Carolina's ban on same-sex marriage was wrong and that he hopes the state gets it right. Governor Pat McCrory says the unemployed ought to be required to show photo ID in person to get North Carolina jobless benefits. The governor said yesterday he wants the North Carolina General Assembly this year to pass a law requiring an applicant to present photo ID as part of the benefit process. The Division of Employment Security already has been asking for the ID in recent months as a way to curb fraud. McCrory says he wants a state law to back up that requirement. Division Chief Dale Falwell says most young people already are required to show a photo ID to their employer when they start their job. McCrory and Falwell also want the legislature to tweak the work search requirements for the unemployed. The General Assembly reconvenes tomorrow. A North Carolina voter rights advocacy group is warning against using states' voter lists to establish whether fraud is happening. Democracy North Carolina announced the names of four state legislators on Monday whose first name, last name, and date of birth match active registered voters in other states. Executive Director Bob Hall said such duplication is common and is not by itself evidence that voter fraud is occurring. Holm released the names of the legislators to argue that a state board of elections report earlier this year that said 35,750 North Carolina voters at similar matches does not demonstrate rampant voter fraud. The four state lawmakers who matched voters in other states, in case you're wondering, Representative Dwayne Hall, Democrat from Durham, Representative Rodney Moore, also a Democrat from Mecklenburg County, Representative Charles Jeter, Republican out of Mecklenburg, and Senator Ronald Raven, Republican out of Harnett County. Public school teachers in North Carolina want quick action from a judge to block a law that eliminates more than 40 years of job protections in favor of employment contracts. Lawyers for state lawmakers and the objecting teachers argued to a judge on Monday that he has enough information right now to decide without a trial. Superior Court Judge Robert Hobgood says he may issue a ruling on Friday. The law taking effect this summer starts a five-year process moving all teachers into employment contracts that make them easier to fire. Supporters say teachers will improve classroom performance without the job protections tied to tenure. The North Carolina Association of Educators and six teachers sued to block the law, they say, takes away requirements that school administrators follow a defined process when firing a teacher. WCHL News Time is 8:20, and it is time now for WCHL Championship Sports. We're going to begin by talking about Carolina baseball. Tar Heel baseball team got a big win on Sunday to salvage a three-game series against Florida State. It was a big win. Tar Heel is now 30-21 on the season, fresh off securing that much-needed victory. They'll be aiming to close out the regular season strong with a four-game road swing starting this evening at 6. Tar Heels are on the road to take on 23-26 Gardner-Webb. WCHL's Matt Oakes brings us up to date.
The Tar Heels head down the road to Shelby with a focus on defense and pitching. That's where it all starts for this ball club, according to head coach Mike Fox. Coach Fox also says the team's now re-energized and fresh after leaving the stress of the exam break behind them.
The exam break did help us, I think. It's a tough stretch up until exams. Our kids need to rest, and they have a lot on them, and now all that's kind of gone. And so not only the bodies kind of rejuvenate a little bit, but they get that academic stress out of them.
Gardner-Webb is no pushover opponent for Carolina. The running Bulldogs feature a pitcher, Matt Frowden, who was honored Monday as a Louisville Slugger Player of the Week by the Collegiate Baseball newspaper. Frowden fired a complete game one-hit shutout against one of the nation's most high-powered offensive teams last Thursday, blanking Colonial Athletic Association leader William & Mary in a 2-0 victory. Gardner-Webb went on to sweep William & Mary and will surely be heading into the Carolina contest with plenty of confidence. The Tar Heels know the significance of each and every game at this point in the season. A slip-up could pop their NCAA tournament bubble, but despite the pressure, Coach Fox says the guys must stay calm and loose to perform at the highest level.
It's a cliche in baseball to just go out and kind of play like a little leaguer and have fun, and you know, we can't put too much pressure on ourselves. It is what it is, and if we let that weigh on us too much about what's at stake, you generally don't play at the level you need to.
With the season winding down, it's also a time for reflection, especially for the three seniors, Tom Zingle, Andrew Smith, and Parks Jordan. The latter was named ACC Player of the Week thanks to his explosive 525 batting average over five games. Coach Fox says it's been his distinct privilege to watch the seniors grow and develop on and off the field.
You know, over the course of their 3 or 4 years in college at age, you know, from 18 to 21, 22, you just watched them grow, mature, and really, really turn in from essentially boys and young men, you know, to grown men. And that's the fun part of it. That's the gratifying part. And
Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
Well, good luck to the Tar Heels this week. Let's hope we can get a lot of momentum as we head into what should be postseason play in the NCAA. 8:23 at WCHL. The Atlantic Coast Conference football coaches and athletic directors say they should play at least one major conference program every year. Commissioner John Swofford announced on Monday during the league's annual spring meetings that the coaches and ADs have recommended the conference schedule remain at 8 games. They also recommended that every school ought to play either Notre Dame or a team from one of the other major conferences, the Big Ten, Big 12, Southeastern, or Pac-12 conferences during the regular season. The school's faculty athletic representatives will vote this Thursday on the recommendation. If approved, it would take effect in the 2017 2019 football season. The SEC announced a similar scheduling policy last month that will take effect in 2016. Archansky has more on this coming up in just a moment. Also, throughout the day here on WCHL, you'll hear on CBS News, Donald Sterling has talked again in an interview and really gotten himself into more trouble. We won't repeat that now, but you will hear about it on CBS throughout the day on WCHL as he continues to talk about the NBA and particularly Magic Johnson. Certainly not made any friends by the comments he made in that last interview. And already the commissioner of the NBA has apologized to Magic Johnson for what he called an attack on his character. It is 8:24 at WCHL. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The ACC voted for only 8 conference football games per season. So what? This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. It makes no difference whether ACC football teams play 8 or 9 conference games for the following reasons. 1. The schools that have a chance to qualify for the new 4-team national championship playoff have to play tough schedules regardless, or they won't have a chance at that Final Four. Even undefeated teams playing 1 cupcake will likely knock them out because finally strength of schedule does matter in football. 2. Those schools that feel they can never make the 4-team playoff will continue to load up their non-conference schedule with sure wins so they can get the 6 victories needed to make one of the 250 bowl games. Oh, just kidding. There were really only 32 bowls. Or is it 35? 3. The ACC has also mandated that 1 non-conference game must be played against a team from the other 4 power conferences, the Big Ten, the Big 12, the Pac-12, and the SEC. That will help the Florida States and Clemsons trying to get into the playoff and still leave 2 or 3 games for the have-nots to schedule other have-nots. 4. I say 2 or 3 because Notre Dame is in the ACC, sort of, in football. The Irish can't compete for the conference championship, but by agreement will play 5 of their games against ACC teams each year, 3 at home and 2 on the road 1 year, 3 on the road and 2 at home the next. 5. That helps the ACC power teams because they also have annual SEC opponents, FSU playing Florida, Clemson playing South Carolina, and Georgia Tech playing Georgia. If their 10th game is against Notre Dame, that helps their strength of schedule. Teams without a regular rival from the SEC can still decide on how tough the rest of their non-conference schedule can be, even if Notre Dame is on there. They still have 2 or 3 out-of-league games to play, so they can go for the gold or go for a bowl, whatever is realistic. And 6, none of this really matters because you never know how good the rest of the ACC will be from year to year. What looks like a tough schedule before the season may turn out to be a patsy slate by the end. That's what happens when you have a pretty weak league overall. So just schedule the games, tee it up, and let's see who wins. It will all work itself out at the end. This is Archansky. See ya.
Oh, wow. Look at these pictures of Mom and Dad from college. Those glasses are frightening.
If you're considering LASIK surgery, check out the experienced team at the UNC Kittner Eye Center.
No kidding. Those glasses are enormous.
We offer the highest quality laser solutions and the best technology available.
Kind of makes you wonder what we'll look like when we're their age.
Call us to schedule a screening today. 30 years from now, you may very well thank us again. The UNC Kittner Eye Center. Call 919-445-2020 or visit us at unci.org.
Downtown Chapel Hill begins here on the plaza at 140 West Franklin Street. Enjoy free events every Friday night from 6 to 9 at the Live and Local Music and Art Series now through June 27. Live and Local will feature world-class performances and top-notch visual and performing arts. The Live and Local Music and Art Series on the plaza at 140 West Franklin Street. Sponsored by WCHL and DSI Comedy Theater. For more info, go to 140westfranklinplaza.com.
Fit for Life for Women comes to Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill's only all-women's club offers all types of group fitness classes. Yoga, Pilates, Zumba, Nia, Step, Spin, and more are all included with your membership. We also offer bar burn, afterburn, group and one-on-one personal training, and state-of-the-art cardio and strength training equipment available to you 24/7. For today only, join for $1. You heard it right. Bring in $1 and get started. Call Fit for Life now to reserve your spot. 903-9073. That's 903-9073.
I'll always love my mama. She's my favorite girl.
This is Ron Stutz. We recognize hometown heroes every day, Monday through Friday, here on WCHL, sponsored by Performance Auto Mall. All this month, our hometown heroes will be moms. Actually, moms, grandmothers, daughters, those who are moms in one way or another, who also do good things in our community. Since Mother's Day is this month, they deserve some special recognition. Listen for lots of words of praise coming from those people who nominated them. Each mom we talk about will get a free massage from Massage Envy Spa at South Point in Eastgate. And one of our people doing the nominating will get a special prize package, including a Deepak VIP prize pack with tickets to see Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, free parking, and a dinner gift card. It's our special Moms Month to recognize moms who are hometown heroes right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Today is your last chance at a great offer from OurLocalDeal.com from Aqua Squad. It's half off, $100 worth of pool and spa chemicals available until midnight for $50. Owning a pool or hot tub is an investment that should be cared for properly, and Aqua Squad believes in providing their customers with excellent customer service, professional workmanship, and quality products. Say goodbye to the cold and hello to fun in the sun. It's half off from Aqua Squad. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning, it is 8:30 and WCHL. Time for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by Fifth Season Gardening. It is 69 degrees, been there pretty much all morning, mostly sunny today, and it's going to be hot in the afternoon. Our high today in the low 90s, about 93 degrees. Give me a break. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the low 60s, and then tomorrow, mostly sunny. It's hot. Our high tomorrow in the upper 80s. Now, tomorrow night, we'll start to get some clouds, and we'll have a low in the middle 60s, just slight chance of rain. Then on Thursday, 60% chance of showers, even in the morning. Maybe showers, maybe afternoon thunderstorms, and the high about 80 on Thursday. And then it's going to really cool up by Friday with a high in the middle 70s. I like that much better. Fifth Season Gardening, downtown Carborough. Organic gardening, homebrew, hydroponics, cheese making, and much more at their downtown Carborough store. Fifth Season is not your garden variety gardening store. Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
I don't understand why in the world I said any of those stupid, uneducated remarks.
On CNN, banned L.A. Clippers owner Donald Sterling took another dig at Magic Johnson, telling Anderson Cooper,
"Big Magic Johnson, what has he done?"
Well, yes, he's a business person.
He's got AIDS.
Johnson actually is HIV positive. Magic Johnson has a foundation that reportedly raised more than $20 million and has awarded nearly $4 million in scholarships. Following the controversy his recorded racist comments had stirred up, Donald Sterling offered this anecdote.
My little grandchild goes to a Catholic nursery, and they were passing around candy to everybody. When they got to her, they said, "We don't give candy to racists."
Now the Clippers being run by Dick Parsons.
I believe the outcome is inevitable.
He is the interim CEO.
Ultimately, we'll get to the end of this transition, and there'll be a change of ownership and management.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
70 degrees in Chapel Hill, finally warming up the degree. It is 8:32 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. The Chapel Hill Town Council voted last night. It was not unanimous. They voted last night to approve the first steps of the Ephesus Fordham redevelopment plan, which has been quite a contentious issue and has lasted for months and months. That paves the way for a new kind of zoning and approval process. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend tells the story.
The Chapel Hill Town Council took a series of votes last night to adopt a new type of zoning known as form-based code and apply it to a large swath of land surrounding the Ephesus Church Road Fordham Boulevard intersection. Councilmember George Cianciolo sided with the majority in supporting the plan.
I do believe that this will be successful for Chapel Hill, and that's what I was elected to do, use my best judgment.
The council voted 8-1 to adopt the new form-based code into the town land use plan and 6-9 to apply it to the majority of the Ephesus Fordham focus area. Ed Harrison, Matt Chakovsky, and Jim Ward voted against the rezonings. The plan calls for the town to reconfigure the intersections of Ephesus Church Road and Fordham Boulevard, extend Elliott Road, and create new mixed-use zones allowing 3 to 7 stories of commercial and residential development. Supporters say it will encourage new business growth in the area while also addressing long-standing flooding problems and traffic jams. However, opponents have raised doubts about the efficacy of the stormwater management plan and questioned the timing and cost of the redevelopment proposal. Councilmember Tchaikovsky sided with the critics of the plan.
There is no evidence that it will achieve the original goals, including stormwater, including traffic mitigation, including increasing commercial tax revenue to the town.
Councilmember Ward opposed the plan because he said switching to form-based code means the council will lose the chance to negotiate with developers for affordable housing and energy-efficient design.
It sounds like the rest of the council is ready to give away the store in terms of the one thing that we have, and that's the ability to grant greater density as an incentive. It baffles me.
Using form-based code, the council sets parameters for development, including building height, setbacks, and parking guidelines for each zone. Once these are in place, individual developers will not need to bring their projects before the council if they meet the established criteria. Instead, projects will be reviewed by the town manager and the Community Design Commission. Council members expressed interest in reviewing the first projects that come forward under the new guidelines, but they will not be able to ask developers for concessions. Mayor Pro Tem Sally Green proposed holding off on rezoning four parcels of land along Elliott Road from Franklin Street to Fordham Boulevard, while staffers investigate the possibility of offering density bonuses for developers who build affordable housing.
What I'm talking about is a proposal that would change properties 1, 2, 3, and 4 from WX5 to WX2, as in two stories permitted by right, with a density bonus of 5 stories in exchange for 10% affordable housing.
The council backed a proposal, leaving the land as is for now. In addition, the council voted unanimously to rezone 8.5 acres on Legion Road so that nonprofit developer DHIC can apply for low-income tax credits to subsidize a proposed affordable housing rental project on the site. The town is partnering with DHIC on the project, but some backers worried the rezoning might not happen before Friday's deadline to apply for tax credits. While the zoning for the Ephesus Fordham plan is now in place, the town is still in the process of figuring out how to pay for the $10 million worth of infrastructure improvements. To that end, the town is asking Orange County to help pay down the town's debt by contributing a portion of the increased tax revenues the redevelopment is expected to generate. County commissioners will consider that plan on Thursday night. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chapel Hill Town Manager Roger Stansel presented a recommended budget with no tax increases to the council last night. Earlier in the afternoon, he and Finance Officer Ken Penoyer met with a group of reporters to break it all down, and WCHL's Danny Hooley was there.
The budget as it's recommended tonight has no tax increase in it.
That's Chapel Hill Town Manager Roger Stansel speaking to a small group of reporters at Chapel Hill Public Library on Monday afternoon. The recommended budget he was set to present to the town council that evening comes to a near total of $96 million, an increase of 3.5% from the last budget. As Stansel said, the budget is balanced without a tax increase. About $2.7 million of fund balance would be used to help balance the budget. The recommended budget assumes a 1% growth in the property tax base and a 6% growth in sales taxes. Stansel said the recommended budget for fiscal year 15 begins to address what he called some of the unsustainable strategies that Chapel Hill had to use during the recession. For example, one-time bond funds for resurfacing roads have dried up, so the town staff is recommending restoring $578,000 to the operating budget. Addressing a recent focus on affordable housing, the town will dedicate a quarter penny on the current tax rate to fund new initiatives. The stormwater budget is down 5.9%. Stansel said that's due to some large expenditures in the previous budget. The stormwater fee is recommended to be increased by 75 cents per equivalent rate unit. Here's Stansel.
That was discussed last year when the basis upon which the stormwater fee is charged was changed, and there was an increase in the fee and a realization and acknowledgement that we need to have steady increases to that rate in order to meet the stormwater requirements of the towns.
He compared that to the Orange Water and Sewer Authority's policy of increasing fees steadily rather than waiting until a large fee increase is deemed necessary. Transit takes up the biggest slice of proposed total budget expenditures at 21%. The recommended amount of transit funds for fiscal year 15 is $20.5 million. The sustainability of the transit system is a major concern for Chapel Hill. According to the summary presented to the council, the delay in replacing old buses has created, quote, a huge unfunded liability.
We have something like 42 buses that should be replaced today. So we've got a critical need in terms of how we continue to replace buses with a diminishing potential for federal subsidy of buses.
The recommended budget includes $400,000 to begin the financing process to buy buses. It's projected that $42 million will be needed by 2023 for that purpose. The next step in the budget process will be a work session on Wednesday at 6 p.m. The transit budget and resurfacing funding will be discussed at that meeting. That will be followed followed by a public hearing about the recommended budget on May 19th. Two more work sessions are tentatively scheduled in early June, and a target date for adoption of the budget is June 9th. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Carrboro Town Manager David Andrews will present the recommended budget for fiscal year 2014-15 at tonight's meeting of the Board of Aldermen in Carrboro. The board will then set the time for a public hearing on the proposed budget as well as budget work sessions. The meeting tonight will start at 7:30 at Carrboro Town Hall. Lots more on the agenda for the Carrboro Aldermen. We have all the details on our website at chapelboro.com. Orange County Commissioners will get together and discuss the future of solid waste and recycling again when the board meets tonight. Commissioners will get their first look at a draft interlocal agreement with the towns to partner on solid waste disposal services. The board will also review funding options for the rural curbside recycling program, and they will get an update on the process of siting a Southern Branch library in downtown Carrboro. 8:39 at WCHL. Look who's here. Zach Godwin of chapelboro.com is here, sitting at the Twitter desk. How you doing?
Good, Ron. Good to be back. It's been a while.
Yeah, you went to the beach and got a golden tan, and all kinds of things happening down there, right?
That's right, and I'm sure you watched Twitter for us while we were gone.
Oh, yeah, I kept a very close eye on it. Which beach did you go to?
Hilton Head.
Oh, good.
I've never been before. It was
fantastic.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place down there, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, glad you got a chance to get away because you deserve some time off.
Yeah.
Working very hard back there, and what's happening at the Twitter desk this morning?
Well, our friends at the DPAC, I know I see you at most shows. I go and cover them as well.
Mm-hmm. You going tonight?
I am going tonight to it's Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. You've probably talked about it.
Yeah, I'll be there too.
And tonight, DPAC is expecting their 2 millionth guest.
That's kind of cool, man.
And they're covering it on Twitter with the hashtag DPAC2Million, number 2 million. And their Twitter handle is just at DPAC. And they're expecting their millionth person to come through.
Two millionth.
2 millionth person to come through this evening. And that person, they've got counters at the doors. And when that person comes in, I'm hoping it'll be me.
good luck on that.
I don't know if I'd count. But they will pull them aside and give them a golden ticket. They'll get some good seats for tonight's show. And they'll also get $1,000 to buy more DPAC tickets.
Wow.
And continue the count. But I know we just love working with DPAC, and I love getting to go to those shows and cover them. It's just a great experience, and I know so many people in our community love going too. I see so many people there. And
you know what's remarkable is the fact that DPAC has only been in existence several years.
Since 2008.
And you're already, greeting their 2 millionth victory. 2 millionth visitor tonight. And that's pretty cool. I mean, when you think about it, they are like the number 3 or number 4 venue in the entire country. That includes New York, Los Angeles, Atlanta, all the big cities. And DPAC does a whale of a lot of business.
Yeah, it's an amazing place. I couldn't believe it the first time I went there, just how nice it is. And I know it's across the county line over into Durham.
Oh, man, it's great, though.
But I absolutely love getting to go. And if you haven't been, maybe see if there's a ticket you can find tonight, and you might be the 2 millionth guest.
Yeah.
Worth your while.
Not a bad seat in the house. Even if you're up in the balcony, it's a good seat.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it really is good, and they bring in a lot of good shows, a lot of concerts. I mean, I saw Leonard Skinner there, for heaven's sake. And
left of them.
Saw that Led Zeppelin show, Get Let Out.
Oh, yeah.
Those are my favorites. And then some wonderful musicals and productions. I mean, tonight, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat is supposed to be really good, so we'll find out.
Yeah. Yeah, they've had all kinds of they've got the list of the top grossing acts. They've had Neil Young, Steely Dan. They've had Jerry Seinfeld, Bill Cosby, Robin Williams, and then all these Broadway shows. They have just a great array of stuff there.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, DPACNC.com if you'd like to find out about tickets.
At DPAC on Twitter and the hashtag DPAC2Million. Hopefully we'll see one of our listeners using that hashtag as the 2 millionth visitor.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Wouldn't that be cool? Well, listen, thanks a bunch, and we will talk to you later. As you know, it is Adopt-a-Pet Day. We're going to talk about a pet that is up for adoption coming up in just a couple of minutes here. 843 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz.
Imagine a life free from cigarettes. Would you have more energy, more money, more breath? Renee can.
I really have a lot more freedom now without being chained to the cigarette.
Well, it takes practice to become tobacco-free. At UNC Family Medicine, our tobacco treatment specialists coach you through the process. People like Renee who utilize our nicotine dependence program know how powerful support can be. Join the team by calling 966-0210 or visit uncfamilymedicine.org.
Fit for Life for Women comes to Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill's only all-women's club offers all types of group fitness classes. Yoga, Pilates, Zumba, Nia, Step, Spin, and more are all included with your membership. We also offer bar burn, afterburn, group and one-on-one personal training, and state-of-the-art cardio and strength training equipment available to you 24/7. For today only, join for $1. You heard it right. Bring in $1 and get started. Call Fit for Life now to reserve your spot. 903-9073. That's 903-9073.
Beethoven, what's wrong?
Ah, I'm trying to compose my ode to joy, but how can I be joyous when I'm so hungry?
Why don't you try Breadman's? They've got everything from sandwiches to scrambled eggs. It's my favorite spot in town.
Gott in Himmel, that's it! Breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily. Lots of food, not much to pay. Go to Breadman's, come to Breadman's. Eat at Breadman's every day.
Breadman's Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
You're a genius, Beethoven.
Dankeschön.
This is Chris Culbreth with Tony Hond Associates. Have you ever heard it is important to be in the know? Chapel Hill is one of those special real estate markets where this is ever so true. If you're considering purchasing or selling a home, contact a professional who is in tune with your local market and let us put our knowledge to work for you. Please call 919-933-8500 or visit us at TonyHallAssociates.com. This has been Chris Culbreth, and remember, at Tony Hond Associates, we don't just list homes, we sell them.
It is time now for Traffic and Weather Together on WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz, and this traffic report is brought to you by Glass Half Full.
Thank you very much, Ron. We do have a slowdown I-40 eastbound right now, seeing delays between 751 and Fayetteville Road. No accident being reported there, but we do see some slowdowns. You might see stop-and-go traffic in some areas. Really not all that bad, though, but we are getting some calls in from WCHL Road Warriors. So a little bit of a slowdown there. NC-54 heading eastbound might be seeing some slowdowns because of the delays on I-40 eastbound, but NC-54 heading east towards I-40 from Barbie Chapel Road seeing delays as well. 15-501 northbound and southbound, really from NC-86 Columbia all the way up to Garrett Road. So the main stretch of 15501 seeing some delays this morning as well. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Hey, Rand, you want to adopt a cat?
I think two dogs is probably enough in the household. I'm going to leave this up to one of our lovely listeners who I'm sure will take with this beautiful cat this morning.
And you don't have to be lovely to do this.
Well,
either.
That's true.
As long as you're listening, just you know, check into it and you can adopt this wonderful animal.
It's a beautiful cat,
yeah,
though.
It really is. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And this traffic report on WCHL brought to you by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. And the beautiful garden patio is now open. Great place to go out and have dinner, good food, fine wine, and lots of fun, too. And now we'll turn to your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather forecast, and it's brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. 69 degrees in Chapel Hill. Really warm out there this morning, and it's going to be really warm this afternoon. I would just go ahead and say hot. About 93 degrees will be our high. Lots of sunshine today. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, we'll look at it mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Big chance of rain developing toward the end of the week, and as the week wears on, temperatures will also cool down accordingly. Our high, for example, on Friday will be in the middle 70s. But again, today, we're going to be up into the 90s. About 93 degrees will be our high, like summertime. 848 at WCHL. As promised, it is Adopt the Pet Day on WCHL, and we have Catherine Grabowski here from Independent Animal Rescue. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much, Ron.
Thank you very much for coming in. And Catherine, tell us about this wonderful cat you have here.
Flora is a beautiful one-year-old silver gray tabby. She came to us very pregnant some time ago, and she has since had her kittens, weaned her kittens, and been spayed, microchipped, and is ready to find a home where she can be cherished.
Wow. How old is she?
She's just a year old. She's a very young young mother.
What's the story on her? How did you get her?
She was brought to us. Someone found her under the porch. As very often happens, the pregnant cats look, if they're allowed to roam, they'll look for a place secluded very often under a porch. Mm-hmm. And they found her and her and brought her to a local vet who called IAR.
Okay. Right. What's going on at Independent Animal Rescue right now?
Right now, I have to tell you, Ron, we are overwhelmed with kittens. All the rescue agencies in the area have been taking in very young litters of kittens. They've mm-hmm. been asking for bottle feeders to take care of all these very young kittens. And I would like to say, it's that time of the year, and I would like to say to all the people out there that own animals that really the responsible thing to do if you have a pet is to make sure that they're spayed and neutered mm-hmm. at a young age. Flora was very young, much younger than a year when she got pregnant with her kittens. Mm-hmm. And so many of these kittens either don't make it or can't find homes, and rescue groups are, as I said, overwhelmed trying to bottle feed, take care of, and get these kittens into good homes. So spaying and neutering your pets is just so important.
Thank you, Bob Barker.
Sorry.
No, I mean, I totally agree with you. I'm glad you said
as
that.
As someone who's been up many nights bottle feeding a lot of these litters of kittens, I can say, you know, it's just important, responsible thing to do as a pet owner.
Well, thank you so much for working with the animals. And if somebody wants to find out more about Independent Animal Rescue, or if they want to visit, how do they go about doing that?
They can visit our website at animalrescue.net. We have pictures of all the animals that are available for adoption. And this coming Saturday at Petco out on Renaissance Parkway near South Points, mm-hmm. there will be some of the cats that will be that you can come and meet and visit. So contact us. Again, you can hop online and then you can meet any of the cats that are on. And soon the kittens will be on that website as well as they get a little older and are ready to find new homes.
We're going to have a picture of Flora as well
right.
on our website and on our Facebook page. And you will have an opportunity to find out more about her. That way we'll have a link to the Independent Animal Rescue website, which is animalrescue.net.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And usher Flora out there, and our photographer will be standing by.
I will do. Thank you, Ron.
It is 8:51 at WCHL, and Walt Mack's going to talk about another kind of animal.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Walt Mack. The problem of an excessive deer population here in Chapel Hill and Orange County is fast approaching a crisis, and something must be done about it soon. Virtually every motorist in Chapel Hill has had a close encounter or even an accident involving a deer, and the situation can only grow worse. One of the big reasons for the deer invasion is the rapid building expansion that is encroaching upon deer habitats. Deer are being forced to move closer into urban areas to forage for food. 5% of all reported driving accidents are caused by deer, but this figure is grossly understated. Many deer accidents involving automobiles are not reported. Worse, about 10% of these accidents result in injuries to the driver or passengers. Many Chapel Hill residents are reporting herds of deer, as many as 15 to 20 in their yards, grazing on expensive plants and shrubbery at a cost of thousands of dollars. The solution requires public involvement and programs dealing with deer management and control. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Aren't you tired? Tired of worrying whether mom remembered to take her medications? Tired of staring at the phone until you hear that dad made it home safe from the store? Isn't it about time for a change? There's a reason you keep hearing our name. There's a reason friends keep telling you to call us. For over a decade, Home Instead Senior Care has been giving peace of mind to Tar Heel families, providing the support that seniors need to age in place. There is a difference, and that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates like our current special of 0.5% APY for 9 months with a minimum balance of $500. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Hi, I'm Blake Smith, and I'm with CEI, the Triangle Source for your office equipment needs. I've been married for almost 6 years. I've got a beautiful 3-year-old daughter and twins on the way. I love golf, I sing in public, and I'm a huge fan of the Tar Heels. And I also happen to really know how to set up your office. I'm honest, I'm direct, I love talking with people and making long-term connections, and I won't disappear like some people do the second they make a sale. Visit me online at copycei.com. You'll be glad you did, and so will your office.
Hello, my name is Brian Popp, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. At Landscape Logic, we've been taking care of business for over 20 years. If your landscape has got you working overtime, we can help. Spring cleanup, weekly mowing programs, lawn care programs, irrigation startup, repair, and much, much more.
Let the pros at Landscape Logic take care of business and work overtime for you. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Don't miss your chance to take part in the Summer Sizzle Camp hosted by Orange County's Extension Service Office. Space is limited, so reserve your space today before the camp fills up. We're accepting rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Activities are from June 23rd through July 25th. Again, space is limited, so register today. For more information and to register, please call 919-245-2056. That's 919-245-2056.
Do you remember the word of the day from Wayne Pond? Actually, not from Wayne today, but it was a Ran word. If you can call me and tell me the word, spell it correctly, and define it, I'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. And your number to call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Andrea Eisen is today's WCHL hometown hero, another very special mom, and her husband, Daniel Pomp, is with us. And Daniel, why is Andrea so special?
Well, not only is Andrea a great mom to her own two children, but she's very active with the Burmese and Karen refugee community in Chapel Hill.
Tell me about her own children and her role as a mom with them.
We have a son, Amos, who's 17, a junior at East High School. And a daughter, Talia, who's 14, who's just finishing 8th grade at Phillips.
So she's got enough challenges right there with her own kids, both being teenagers. How did she get involved in this program, and how did she become a mom to these children?
So we moved here from Lincoln, Nebraska 10 years ago, and in Lincoln there was a big Sudanese refugee community, and Andrea's a social worker, so her specialty back in Nebraska was working with the Sudanese refugees. And after we moved to Chapel Hill, and she found out that there's a refugee community here in our community from Burma, the Karen people. She started working with them as well. And what she does is she matches up Burmese families that live in Chapel Hill with local families who are kind of their adopted families and can help them work through some of the difficulties of just dealing with our society. She often rounds up a lot of the kids in these Burmese families and takes them out on the lake or takes them to movies or takes them to the bouncing house and gives them, you know, chances to have a lot of fun.
Well, it sounds like a whole lot of fun, and she does these activities just out of the goodness of her heart, I suppose. It sounds like she loves being involved.
Absolutely, that's correct.
Well, now, she's a great mom, and I'm sure she's a great wife as well. Now's your opportunity to tell everybody what a great companion she is.
Absolutely. Not only is Andy a great mom, but she's a great wife, and I was very happy to celebrate Mother's Day and to tell her not only how great of a mother she was, but how great of a wife she is as well. We've been married for about 18 years.
Well, Daniel, congratulations, and I'm sure that Andrea is going to be very happy that she is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Thank you.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Congratulations to Dan Murphy for calling in with the word of the day. It is visceral, V-I-S-C-E-R-A-L. It simply means instinctual. And Dan Murphy gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Fit for Life for Women comes to Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill's only all-women's club offers all types of group fitness classes. Yoga, Pilates, Zumba, Nia, Step, Spin, and more are all included with your membership. We also offer bar burn, afterburn, group and one-on-one personal training, and state-of-the-art cardio and strength training equipment available to you 24-7. For today only, join for $1. You heard it right. Bring in $1 and get started. Call Fit for Life now to reserve your spot. 903-9073. That's 903-9073.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding. The year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Carolina baseball.
Russell throws to second base, and it's Omaha for Carolina.
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. Retail merchants might just agree with T.S. Eliot that April is the cruelest month. A government report that's just out shows a puny gain in April sales as consumers did less shopping online and cut back purchases of furniture and electronics.